You need chalitza mederaisa. So in that case, that's a good tatayna against the son-in-law. Yeah, okay. The Rambam doesn't say you need both chalitza and a get. The pashtus in the Rambam is not so. So according to the pashtus in the Rambam, it's really contradictory to the Gemara. The simple reading of the Gemara is against the Rambam. That's a famous kasha. So Nadi Yehuda gave this terrace, even without this kasha, so it sounds a little too harifizdik. The pashtus is not that it's and anisuin. You need chalitza mederaisa. So in that case, that's a good tatayna against the son-in-law. Yeah, okay. The Rambam doesn't say you need both chalitza and a get. The pashtus in the Rambam is not so. So according to the pashtus in the Rambam, it's really contradictory to the Gemara. The simple reading of the Gemara is against the Rambam. That's a famous kasha. So Nadi Yehuda gave this terrace, even without this kasha, so it sounds a little too harifizdik. The pashtus is not that it's mayome hayes and hayes is a suffix, epsha yeh, epsha nid. It's a shver eter. What do you say? The Gemara is not a problem. I don't think the Gemara is a problem, is it? The Gemara assumes that if it would have been prohibited min haTorah to do the Yibum, I would say in Bo'alu Loikonu. You're not going. So the Pella was, how can the Rambam say in Bo'alu Konu by Almana min haNisuin? There's stuff min haTorah not allowed to. So the Yehuda son-in-law, I forgot who he was already, the Yehuda son-in-law said, he's not allowed to min haTorah tam sofik. Maybe yeah, maybe no. So since maybe yeah, maybe it's mutter, so on the side that maybe it's mutter, then in Bo'alu Konu. And the tzad that no, then it would have been takim bo'al olokonos. So since it's a the Gemara is not talking about the case of the almana mina nisuin. The Gemara is talking almana mina erison. Okay, almana mina erison. The Gemara says in bo'al olokonos for sure. And if it'll be an almana mina nisuin, then the Rambam will say in bo'al olokonos misofing. Because we're misuk. That's how the son of Lossa. Shverik. The Rambam is shver. Famous shver Rambam. That's a very good kasha. Taisa says that kasha. That's a very good kasha. Let's say a kohen marries an almana. And then later on, they want to appoint him. The kangol dies. Then they want to appoint him as the kangol. So they appoint him. Does he have to divorce his wife? So the Mishnah says Nimbam doesn't have to. Even if he didn't have nisuin yet, let's say he only had erisin. Eris says to almana, and his man alias kangol, let's say Mishnah Nimbam is that samachalik manal. Eris says to almana, the kohen make kiddushim with an almana, then in his man alias kangol, then they appoint him the kangol. His kindness, he's permitted to do the nisuin. Because since he married the heter, so the Gemara has a lashon, hold ishtari, since the beginning of the marriage was the heter gomor, so he can continue to remain married with the wife, and Issa can't set in later on. Once the woman is an Isha, she's muteris lebailo, whatever happens later on. So why do you say over here? If he does the birishoina, it's mutter, because esa dechaloi sesei. If the kangaroo marries an almona, min ha'erisin, it's had to gomer on the level of the raisa. Birishan is mutter because that's a dechaloi sesei. So since it was mutter in the beginning of the marriage, why don't you say it's mutter to keep her later on? Why does it say, also lekaimon bebiyoshniya? Why does he have to divorce her? So Tosfos says that kasha in Yevamah. So Tosfos answers, no, that klal, that hoel v'yishtarya, whenever a man is married to a woman and was beheta gomer, at the beginning of the marriage, then an Issa can't creep in later. That's only if it was taka beheta gomur bebchinas hutra. But if at the beginning of the marriage is only bebchinas dechuya, like over here, esse deichaloises is only dechuya. It's not hutra. It's not that b'mokam esse, the loisese was never given. No, the loisese was given under all circumstances. And we have a rule that whenever there's a conflict, the need to fulfill the mitzvah's esse is deicha the loisese. So if it's only doicha, it's not hutra, so then you don't say the klal hold the ishtarya. Ishtarya is the Aramaic for hutra. If the Eishes Ish was mamish hutra, hefta gomer to the husband, mitchinas al-ishus, then you can't have any issa creep in later. If it was mutter in the beginning, it was mutter later on also. But if in the beginning of the marriage it was only mutter based on this hefter of dechuya, then it wouldn't apply. Then you wouldn't say, hold yishtar, yishtar. The Minchas Chinuch quotes the Beis Shmuel, who quotes a tshuva from one of the Achrayim. I think we must have discussed it when we learned, when we learned Kiddushin, we may have discussed it. Minchas Chinuch quotes the Beis Shmuel, who has the following funny, he's quoting a psak from one of the tshuvas Achrayim. A man comes over to me with a gun, and he threatens to kill me unless I marry my grandmother. So my grandmother is only an Issa Derabban. If I marry my mother, that's an Issa Derais. If I marry my daughter, that's an Issa Derais. Marry my daughter-in-law, that's an Issa Derais. Marry a grandmother, that's only an Issa Derabban Shnius. Shlomo HaMelech was goes on the Shnius, an Issa Derabban. So you don't say you heard by Yavar an Issa Derabban. So if he threatens to kill me unless I marry my grandmother, so I'll marry the grandmother. Koch Nefesh is the. You don't say you heard by Yavar. You don't say it's Gilei Arayis, you heard by Yavar. It's only Derabban. So I marry my grandmother. Then he's still there with the gun. He's going to kill me if I'm living with the grandmother. Okay. The minute he disappears from the scene, the minute the Meshuggah with the gun goes away, so I have to divorce my grandmother and stop living with her. I fracted Akasha, Holy Shtarya, Shtarya, since it was Mutter in the beginning, out of Heter, so it should be Mutter all the way through, so he should never have to divorce the grandmother. So he says, no, you can't apply Holy Shtarya. The Beis Shmuel quotes when the Tshuvas Achrayim. You can't say Holy Shtarya, because Bikroch Nefesh, we assume, Bikroch Nefesh is only Deichet Kolatar Kulam. It's not a din that it's hutra heta gomer. What do you say they want? Akal akal. Yeah, alfi pashtus. The Gemara says in the last parak in Yuma, whenever, let's say, you have a cholam asukar, he has to eat some treif of food in order to keep himself alive. He can either eat something that's really treif, let's say, chaylev dam with an isa kari, or he can eat something that's only an isa lav, let's say, chazer, nevela, is only an isa lav. As opposed to chaylev adam is an isa kari. So the Gemara says, machila mosa. And either this will keep me alive, or this will keep me alive equally. I just need food or drink to keep me alive. So the Gemara says in the last parak in Yuma, machila mosa hakal hakal chila. You have to try to save your life by violating the lesser isa, as opposed to violating the mochamadik isa. The Gemara has a whole sugya details, A, B, C, a whole hierarchy of isa, which one is mochamad and which. So the pashtus is that Gemara indicates that pikuach nefesh is not that, but Malkum Kroch Nevesh, everything is Hutra. The Pashto says that it's only the Chuy. That's the Lashon HaRambam, Perek Beis, in Hilchos Shabbos. The Rambam starts off the Perek in big letters, the Chuy, Hi HaShabbos, the word the Chuy is in big letters. The Chuy, Hi HaShabbos, Eitos HaKonis Nefosh. The Pashto says that he's saying the Chuy, and then it's not Hutra. The Machlek is in the Rishon. So then Rishon said that it's only the Chuy. So that's what the Beis Shmuel quotes at Shuva Sefer, that if at the beginning of the marriage, it was mutter to me to marry my grandmother to live with her, and then later on, the anos goes away. You're not going to say, hold the ishtarya, since he was allowed to live with this woman in the beginning of the marriage, the heter is locked in and it remains muta. No, in the beginning of the marriage, there's only muta mitam dechia. Dechia is not heter goma, so that's not called hold the ishtarya. Ishtarya is only when it's heter goma. Minchas Chinuch has a whole interpretation in the Gemara and Kiddushin by the Yifas Toyer, based on this assumption. Whenever the chilos or ishtas was only muta based on dechuya, then you don't say hold the ishtar yishtar. Whenever it's based on hutra, heta gomor, then you do say hold the ishtar yishtar. It shows from the Gemara, from the Tosfos like that. No. He married a b'shogeg, but that was also from day number one. The Tidek Shenishba doesn't make it that it's mutter. It's just a big shogeg, but it was never mutter. It was never mutter from the beginning. That's Tosfos Kasha against Rashi. Rashi learns like that. In Yevamos Mem Tes and Beis, the Gemara says that there are two cases: Hakol Moedim B'Nida and Hakol Moedim B'Soita. That Kiddushin HaTosfos. So Rashi says, how do you know Hakol Moedim B'Nida? Because it says it's Sehi Nida. So Olav, that if a man marries a woman and then she becomes a Nida, so they remain in it. She remains in Eishes. And then Rashi adds on a line: B'Midloy Paki. Tapsi, the fact that the Kiddushin doesn't disappear when she becomes a Nida, I need this Dachkoris, why don't you say that it's a Kiddushin Tapsim Barayas? So from the fact the Kiddushin doesn't vanish into thin air when she becomes a Nida, So that's the right, that even if I would have married Omelach HaTchila when she was in the state of Nida, would also be Kedushin Tavsin. So Tosfos Afanor, there's the Kasha. What's the raya from Midloy Paki? Just because of Kedushin and not Paki Tapsi? No, it's not Tavsin. But once he married Abed, and then she became a Nida, so I say, the Kedushin remains. That's Tosfos Kasha. But that's not Holvi Shtarya. That's not the same Holvi Shtarya. Kozman, she's a Nida, for sure she's of Sura. That's a different issue. Tosfos says the Kasha. Just because Kiddushin are not poka, when the woman already is an nation, it's because not poka, there's not a hechoche that it should be typhus in the first place. That's the famous Rashi. That's the Rogachova said it on that Rashi. The Rogachova said, what's pshat in Rashi, what's the hechoche? Ravan Soloveitchik just said it by the Chasana last week. That's the famous Rashi. This is the Kasha and Rashi. What's the proof? Just because if he's married to the woman, she becomes a Nida, the Kedushin doesn't vanish into thin air. That's a right. The Kedushin are tofs in the first place. So the Ragachava said is a right from Rashi. So when you get married to a woman, it's not that you're married and then you remain married the other boy. No, it's considered as if there's a hischachas of issues every minute, the Kedushin is chal again and again, over and over and over again. So if Kedushin are not tofs in the Nida, so when she becomes a Nida, it shouldn't be nischadish. The Kedushin shouldn't be nischadish at that time. Tosfos says once you get married, the issues remain. And Rashi holds that every minute is a new hischachas of the kiddush. That's Rav Chaim said. So mazel tov, he just got married. He said he was married already. He said mazel tov, according to Rashi, he just got married today. He was making fun of that svar. He thought that was tight. Rabbi Yosef Engel has a maimer on this, and Asan Deraisa. He doesn't go with this mahalach like the Ragachova suggested that it's a hischachas. There's a whole different mahalach on that, on the shayla of Rashi and Tosfos. Also Teignish, still share. And the last daf in Chulin, on the last daf, the Gemara says the reason why essay does not have in its power to be Deicha Lois Essay, the essay, so the Gemara says, because Mayul Mehai Essay Mehai Essay, how can you say this essay is stronger than that essay? Maybe that essay is stronger than that. That's the Lashon HaGemara. So Tosfos on the last daf has a Machlokes 2 days in Tosfos. When you have a case that an essay is in conflict with the lois essay of the essay, and the person goes ahead and he violates the din. He goes ahead and he does the essay. So do you say, well, the essay was deicha the lois essay, essay deicha lois essay. The only thing is that the iser essay is not nitche. So he remains, he violated the iser essay, but he doesn't get malchus on that. Or should you say, no, that since mayum mehay essay, the essay can be deicha the other essay, so the essay strengthens the lois essay. They join together, they support each other, and then the essay that he wants to do can be doicha either. So like that he's over on everything and he will get malchus. So Tosfos has the machlekes there. In Kiddushin daf lamed dalet and the last daf in Chulin, Tosfos has the machlekes on that gemara. Yeah. But that, I don't think that's going to help over here. Still a problem. So like that menatera, he wasn't permitted to do the yibum because of the iser essay. So vaita goes back to Eshesach, and I should say loikono. I should say vaita loikono. That's the shver Rambam. Then the Mishnah continues, yeah? The what? Sometimes, yeah. By a Yavama, yeah, by a regular Yavama. No, that's what Tosfos says, Moida also, by a regular Yavama. Let's say a regular, nobody's a kohen or anything, no complication, but she's the Hanesha Sah. So why am I ever permitted? My brother died, he left no descendants. So I do yibum. I should only say it's muta bi rishayna. I should say bi ashni. I always have to divorce my wife. So that the Gemara says no. Kimish kinsa nasus like yishta v'chol dava. He may keep her. The Tosfos says why? Because hal bishtarya shtarya. Since that's utra, the mitzvah of the kach to do yibum a regular case. Even that's mitzvah of the kach. But if it happens to be a yibum b'mokam esed dechalaytes, then you don't say mitzvah of the kach. Then it's only dechuya. Then it's only dechuya. It's only Tchuyah, so it's only Bir Rishayna. And then Bir Shnir, there's no more mitzvah, so there's no more Heta. Chais Heta by the Bir Shnir. Okay, so that's what the Mishnah explains, that the Kohen Gadol is not permitted to do Yibum for his Yevamah, for his sister-in-law. If his brother dies, he's not allowed to do Yibum. Sometimes Menateri is not allowed to, sometimes Men Derabbanim, if it's an Almana Menateri, then Men Derabbanim is not allowed to. But Chalitza, he has to perform. Chalitza, he has to perform. And what if the Kohen Gadol himself dies? The Kohen Gadol himself dies. So what does he do with his wife? So the Mishnah says, you have a brera. Either just do Yibum. Well, it depends who's my brother. Who's my brother? If the Kohen Gadol dies, they just appointed his brother as the Kohen Gadol. So now his brother won't be able to do Yibum because she's a Chanalmona. But if the Kohen Gadol dies, who says they're going to appoint his brother? They'll appoint his son, they'll appoint someone else. But then the brother, the Kohen Gadol, is Kohen Hedyot. So Hata Breira, either to do, she's an Almona, she's not a Grusha. So he has a Breira, the brother has a Breira, either to do Yibum or to Chalutza, or to do Chalitza, whatever he wants. That's what it says. Kolzen li Ishtam Yabim es Ishtoy. It's free. He can either do Yibum or Chalitza. If the brother of the Kohen Gadol just died, he himself is Nishkin Kohen Gadol. The brother is not a Kohen Gadol. So he's free to do either Yibum or Chalitza. That's in contrast to the Melech. We'll have to learn later the dinim of the Melech. Mm-hmm. Then the Mishnah continues. The Chumash has a special din regarding a Kohen Gadol. A Kohen Hedyot is not allowed to be Mitam L'Nesim unless it's one of the Zayin Krovim. One of the Zayin Krovim, then it's Lo Yitamo. Then we assume Lo Yitamo is not only a Heter, it's even a Mitzvah. We pass like Rabbi Akiva that it's a Mitzvah to be Mitam. If it doesn't want to be Mitam, so the Gemara says Mitam also Bal Korcho because it's a Mitzvah. But the Kohen Gadol, it says, he's not allowed to be Metameh even to the Zayin Krovim. The only Heter he has to be Metameh is if it's a Mace Mitzvah. But otherwise, he's not allowed to be Metameh to any Zayin Krovim. So what happens, Take, one of the parents dies. He's not allowed to participate in the Levaya at all, period. He can't participate. No, so he's not allowed to go to the funeral parlor. He's not allowed to go to Tumas Maga, Tumas Masa, Tumas Oyel. He's not allowed to come in contact in such a way that it's Metameh. But let's say the funeral procession is going and he goes a block behind. So what could be wrong? He's not in violation of anything. So the Mishnah records what seems to be Alti Pashtus and Achloikis Satanaim Ramei Rav Yude regarding Gzeira de Rabbanu. Maybe I should, that's the simple reading of the Gemara on Yutes Amin Aleph. The Gemara says, the next tickle of Gemara, what we're up to now. The Gemara has about 15 lines from the top. The Gemara says, Osi Leminga, Loy Osi Leminga, we're making Xeris. Is he going to touch the mace? Is he not going to touch the mace? And the Gemara says, well, we're afraid. Dilma Mikri, Dilma Agav Merare, he's so saddened, he's so bitter over the death of a parent. Dilma Agav Merare, Dilma Mikri, the Osi Leminga. He may make a mistake, and he may come and be Mitame to the Christ. So the simple pshat in the Gemara, there are some who learn that it's a din deraisa, but the posh pshat in the Gemara is we're discussing an issue of the Rabbanan over here. We're discussing a machlek zameh Rav Yehuda on the level of the Rabbanan. That's why the Mishnah uses the Loshin Mishum Shenema. If you see the machlek zameh Rav Yehuda, so in the Mishnah, in Yud Chesem and Al, so Rav Yehuda says, disagreeing with Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda, I'm any yetzim in Amigdash at all, Mishum Shenema in Amigdash Leyetzi. When does the Mishnah use the expression Shenemar? When does it say Mishum Shenema? Does it make a difference? Shenema, Mishum Shenema. So there's a Ramban and a Sefer HaMitzvot where he points this out. I never knew it. But I remember when we learned Sanhedrin many years ago, Ramban and Sefer HaMitzvot says Shenema means it's a Din Deraisa, and Mishum Shenema means that it's a Din Derabban. It's not a Din Deraisa. You have it in Mishnayis and Bava in Pesachim also. A famous Mishnah in the beginning of Pesachim. It says Chomesh over all of our Pesach. Is Asur, so it says, Mishum Shenemar, Bal Yeroi Bai Matzah. So the Gemara says, what do you mean, Bal Yeroi Bai Matzah? Bal Yeroi, you're not allowed to have. So the Gemara says, the Mishnah goes according to the Tana that it's only a Knas de Rabbanan. So Mishum Shenemar, it's not, if the whole Chomish or all Pesach is Deraisa, they would have said Shenemar, they wouldn't say Mishum Shenemar. They would have quoted a different Pesach. The Chomish or all Pesach is a Deraisa, is a different Pesach, according to the Tana who holds like that. But we hold that Chomesh Avala Pesach is only a Knas from the Rabbanan. So that's why the Lashon HaMishnah is Mishum Shenema. So there's a Rabbanan Sefer HaMitzvot on this sugya. On this, there's a Rambam has a unique sheet that maybe we'll talk about part of it. So the Ramban points this out. The Mishum Shenema means that it's Gzeira de Rabbanan, Pashup Shem. So the Machlekes Rav Yehuda and Rameir is Gzeira de Rabbanan. So what does it say? On the fourth line in the Mishnah. Meis lo meis, one of the relatives of the Kohen Gadol died, so the din is not allowed to be Metamei. All right? So let him participate, walking a little behind. He won't be Tocht Al Rav. Tocht Al Rav is a mace. There's Tumim in the Rabbanim. And Atar is only Tumim if you have Maga, Masa, Ohel. But if there's none of the three, no Maga, no Masa, no Ohel. So only Tocht Al Rav, that's only the Rabbanim. So let's say the Kohen Gadol will walk behind the Oren, 5 amas behind, 10 amas behind. So what could be wrong? So the Mishnah says you're not allowed to. Agzera mid the Rabbanim. Meis la meis ene yoyta acha amita. He shouldn't walk 10 amas behind. It's Agzera the Rabbanim. Ela. When the funeral procession is leaving the city, so in this little gesaleh, once they disappear, they're mechusa. The Chevra Kadisha carrying the Oren, a mechusa from this street, when they have left already to the next street, so then the Kohen Gadol can follow. Hu nigla, he can appear. But heim niglim, let's say he's in the street and all of a sudden he sees they brought the Orin into that street, so hu nichsa, he has to disappear, he has to jump out of that street. He shouldn't be in the same block, he shouldn't be in the same street with the Orin. Sounds like it's only a gzeir derabbanan on Dilma Asi Leminga. The Yotzi, Imayim HaPesach Shari, he should follow the funeral procession a block behind, always not being on the same block, the gzeir derabbanan, Ad Pesach Shari, until they're about to leave the city. And then when they leave, so they always used to have the Beis HaKvaris on the outskirts of the city. You shouldn't go to the Beis HaKvaris. There are no more streets outside. So what are you going to say? Nichsa, Nigla, who's going to appear, who's going to be hidden? It's open farmland there, so it's going to be soon in the cemetery. So once they go Al Pesach Sharir, he should stop going. The Rebbe, okay. Now, Yudah says, you're not allowed to go at all. And a Yotze Min HaMikdash at all. Why? He doesn't say, Shenema Min HaMikdash LeYotze. He can't say, it's not an Issa Deraisa Pashm Sham Yishum, Shenema Min HaMikdash LeYotze. So therefore, there's a Din Derabbanan. So what does the Pasuk really mean? What does the Pasuk really mean? Forget about the Gzer Derabon. What's on the level of Deraisa? How do you touch? How do you translate Min HaMikdash LeYotze? And then Miki Yotze Min HaPshuta. What does it mean? So the Gemara discusses. The Freg the Gemara, and Daf Yutes Hamin Aleph, about 8-9 lines on the top. Freg the Gemara, Yotze HaPesach Shapik Amar Rab Yudah. Rab Yudah is the Gerecht. It says in the Pasuk Min HaMikdash LeYotze. He's not allowed to leave the Beis HaMikdash. Isn't it an Issa Deraisa? Shouldn't it be an Issa Deraisa? And for the Gemara, no. If that's the Pshat Min HaMikdash LeYotze, Amalach Rab Meir, Ihachi, if that's the Taj, so how come the Beis HaMikdash? So he's not allowed to go home? But HaMikdash LeYotze is to be taken literally. He's not allowed to leave the Beis HaMikdash. That's ridiculous. Kohen Gadol goes home. He doesn't sleep in the Beis HaMikdash. They had a dormitory in the Beis HaMikdash. The people slept. The Anshei Mishmar, who only came for a day, they were divided into Batei Yovel. So that Beis HaMikdash, he used to sleep overnight there and wake up at the crack of dawn in the morning. But the Kohen Gadol has a regular home in Yerushalayim. He doesn't sleep in the Beis HaMikdash. So what do you do with the Pasuk Min HaMikdash LeYotze? The answer is Elohecha Hechakama. Min HaMikdash means Elohecha Hechakama. Min HaMikdash LeYotze, Mikdushos LeYotze. He has to be careful not to be Mechalo Kedushos Kuna Gedoyla. So that's what it means. So the Kevin Disle Hekera, as long as there's some kind of a Heker, is Ginuk. That's what Rav Meir holds. The Kevin Disle Hekera, there is no violation. So as long as it's Heim Nichsim Hu Nigla, then it's good enough. And Rabbi Yudah holds no. Rabbi Yudah is concerned. Once you have a hekel, Yosef and Mingan, there's no chashash. Rabbi Yudah says, no, we were even concerned even there. Agav Merari, Dilma Mikri, Yosef and Oz. So here's a discussion. There's a discussion in the Ramban and the Sefer HaMitzvos and Achrayim have a discussion. The simple pshat in the Gemara is that you're dealing with Gzeira de Rabbanon. On the level of the right of the Pasuk, Ma'am Mikdush Liyetzah just means Mikdushos Liyetzah. The Gadol should watch that he shouldn't be Machal, Kedushos Kuna Gedol, by being Metame even to the Zayin Kreuz. And everything in the Mishnah is all Gzeiras Rabbanan. And others say no, that Mikdushos HaLayetze is like Mitzara HaKasabat Allah HaChamim, and these Chashashis, these are all their rights. So the Ramban points out, no, it says Mishum Shenema, so Mishum means that it's all Gzeiras Rabbanan. Everything is Gzeiras Rabbanan. That's the Pashup Shem. Here is a Shaila. The Mishnah continues to say, when the Kohen Gadol lives in Yerushalayim, so Kohen Gadol goes to be Menachem Obel, what does he do? So there's a whole discussion. And then, when they come, when the Kohen Gadol is in Avelis and they come to be Menachem Obel by him, so it says what the procedure would be. Then it says, when the Kohen Gadol is in Avelis and he eats Sudas Havroah, so the Mishnah describes how do you do the Sudas Havroah. Sure. All description. You have a Sudas Havroah. So there is an issue in Moed Katan, in the third parak, beginning of the third parak, Moed Katan, parak Elam Galchan. The Gemara says that the Kohen Gadol doesn't observe Avela Shiva. Kohen Gadol doesn't have any Avela. And the Rambam writes, when he quotes in Hilchas Klei HaMikdash, when the Rambam writes that you appoint the Kohen Gadol and so on, so the Rambam quotes all these dinim of Kohen Gadol there. Yes, Hilchas Klei HaMikdash, parak Kei. Quotes all these halachas, so the Rambam writes, Kohen Gadol, like everybody else, if a relative dies, he observes Avelis. So all the Achronim ask, it's against the Nafan and Gemara. You must take the Farish. In Moed Katan, the first Daf in Elam Gafel, Kohen Gadol kol Hashanah Kula, Ki Yisrael Baregel Dam. The Gemara proves it, that the Pasuk says that Kohen Gadol is Makriv Einin. Kohen Gadol is permitted to be Makriv Korbanos even when he's in the state of Aninus. How can that be? There must be the Kangaroo Kalashan Kulok Yisrael Baregel Domini. Kangaroo all year long has a status like the Yisrael on Regel. Just like Yisrael on Regel, there's no Nihu Gavelis. But the Kangaroo all year long has that status. He doesn't have any Nihu Gavelis. He doesn't have the Din of Aninus either. That the Oinim is not permitted to be Makul Kobanus, that's a Pchina like Avelis. Kangaroo is never in a state of Avelis. That's what it says in the Gemara. And the Rambam writes Faket. The Rambam writes Kangaroo observes Avelis like everybody else. So the Noisy Kenim ask, how did the Rambam know to paskin against the Gemara? So one of the Gedolei Achronim writes, the Rambam got it from this Mishnah. The Mishnah says that Kishemavre knows so. When the Kangaroo is in Avelis, you give a Sudas Havrod. The din is that the, let's say there was someone died and they had Levaya 11 o'clock in the morning, they go to the cemetery, they come back from the cemetery 4 o'clock in the afternoon. He wants to eat some food, he didn't eat all day. So the Suda Rishayna B'yoyim HaRishayn, Suda Rishayna B'yoyim HaRishayn, he's not allowed to eat Ovel Osel Lechom Ishaloi. Here the Rashi quotes it. And the Mishnah Yudches and Manalat, he writes in parentheses, May Kotten Dav Chav Zayin on a day. The Rashi on the Mishnah writes, May Kotten Chav Zayin on a day, it says, Ovel Suda Rishayna on the Yoyim HaRishayn, the din is Osel Lechom Ishaloi. He's not allowed to eat his own. Someone else has to give him the Suda Rishayim. Machalek is a Rishayim. Some Rishayim say it should be Dafke Basa B'yayin. It should be a Suda Hashuva. Suda Hashuva. The Rishayim leave out the Basa, they say it should be Yayin. Because there's the Gemara later in Sanhedrin, where the Gemara says, La Nivra Yayin Ala Lenachim Bayas La'Avelim. The Rebbe Shlom made wine that people should get drunk. What does he want people to get drunk? When a person suffered a loss, so he's aggravated. So give him a little liquor, give him a little wine, that he should drink away. He shouldn't get drunk and gone. I mean, I was once that this modern guy, not a religious man. His mother died, and he's a single guy. So he took it so much to heart. So when we came home from the funeral, so he took a bottle of schnapps and became a ganzenschicker, and then he went to sleep. He wasn't shach. He just went to sleep for the rest of the night. That was it. So the Gemara says it's a little bit like that, not to get stone drunk. The Gemara says le nibra yain el le nachem boyas abim. Should the Gemara round that fine or so? I forgot that. So that's what some Rishonim say, that the Suda Savro should have an Indian that should have yain. The Gemara quotes a pasuk. Pasuk. The Gemara quotes le nibra yain el le nachem boy es abim. Mishenema. I forgot the pasuk. Tanu yain la'oved, v'sheicha l'mari nefesh. Yeah, mishle. Tanu yain la'oved, v'sheicha l'mari nefesh. You should drink strong wine. Sheicha is strong wine, give l'mari nefesh to a bitter person. That's the post, yeah. I forgot where it is. Somewhere, Dafayin. Here is Dafayin Amad Aleph, yeah. La nivra yain bo'ilim, right in the middle of Dafayin Amad Aleph. La nivra yain bo'ilim, ala l'nachem azelim. Shenema, in mishle l'amad Aleph. Tanu sheicha la'oved, Yayin Lemari Nefesh. So that's what the Havro is Maimani on the Rambam quotes that Gemara. That some Rishonim say the Sudas Havro should consist of Yayin to be Mikayim that din. They told me Rabbi Broy Zechan Roch used to be Medaktik and that. He used to encourage him when they give a Sudas Havro, they should give Yayin. And other Rishonim say the Havro is Maimani quotes it should be a Sudas Hashuv, it should be Bas of the Yayin. Not Stanis, it should be Bas of the Yayin. Okay. And Oinen, Visha Mesa Mutal Lefonim is not allowed to have Bas of the Yayin. But after the Kvuri is not an Oinen anymore. So then Basar Yain is Mutta. So the Suda Savro should be a Suda Hashuv. So that's what the Mishnah says here. The Kangaroo has a Suda Savro. If he loses a relative, they have to give him a Suda Savro. So one of the big Achrayim, the Imre Bina, the one who wrote the Imre Bina on Yeridaya, that goes on the Shach and the Taz, he has a few Chidushim in the back. So he writes, what's the Mokka for the Rambam? How did the Rambam know to Paskin against the Gemara? The Gemara said, the Pharisee should Kangaroo call Hashan Kula. He sold Baregel Dom, either just like he sold Baregel, you don't deserve Avelis, so still Kangaroo, Kalashan Kula, no Avelis. And the Rambam writes with Ferish Fakir, this is the Mokka for the Rambam, is this Mishnah. If the Kangaroo doesn't deserve Avelis, so what kind of Sudas Havro? Don't you see the Furish? From the fact that there's a Sudas Havro, you see the Kangaroo doesn't deserve Avelis. Before you judge the merits of the argument, the style of the argument, you say, Loi Nitan Ayama, what do you mean? The Mishnah contradicts a Gemara. One of the Amoraim makes this statement. Kol Hashana Kula, Kohen Gadol Kol Hashana Kula Ki Yisrael Baregel Dom. So the Rambam outsmarted the Gemara because there's a Mishnah contradicting the Gemara. So the Amora was an Amora. The Amora didn't know the Mishnah. The Rambam knew the Mishnah, and the Amora and Moikot didn't know the Mishnah. You can't say such a thing. How can you say? So the Rishonim should point out what's going on. What is it? Machlok is Tanoim. The Amora and Moikot and the whole like a different Tanoim. So why isn't it good argument? So Rav Soloveitchik said, what kind of an argument is that? Taisus has 2 days. One day in Taisus, then you have Suda Savra and Chalamoid also. You can have Suda Savra and Chalamoid also. I think it's 2 days in Taisus, no? Or is it maybe it's a Beseirish and Mishnah? Could be a Beseirish and Mishnah. I think it's 2 days in Taisus where they have Suda Savra and Yontes. And Chalamoid, I think it's an often Mishnah that there is a Suda Savra. So how can you have a Suda Savra and Yontes or Chalamoid if you don't observe Avela? So the answer obviously is that Suda Savra is not a Nihug Avela. Suda Savra perhaps is an Inyan of Nicham Avela. That's a taka question in Rishonim. In Shulchan Aruch, that's the question. What's the nature of this halacha of Suda Savra? That Ovel, Suda Rishonim, B'yom Arishon, also Lechem Mishalok. Let's say in the winter time when the Shvi is around 5 o'clock. So they come back from the cemetery and it's already, by the time they got back, it's already 5:30 and it's time to daven Mincha Ma'ariv, then he wants supper. So that's not Suda Rishonim B'yom Arishon. The din only is, Havro is only Suda Rishonim B'yom Arishon. Now in the summertime, the days are so long, the Shkia is around 8:30. So they come back from the cemetery 5 o'clock, so he wants to eat before he daven Mincha. So that's Suda Rishonim B'yom Arishon. So he's also Lechem Mishalok. That's the din of Suda Savro. So what kind of a din is that? So the Rishonim seem to have a machlokes what the nature of the din is. So some say that it's a nihug avelus on the part of the Yovel. He has to demonstrate his helplessness. That a relative died, he has to demonstrate ki'ilu, even if he's not ki'ilu, he's so disoriented, he's not even able to take care of his own basic needs. He's hungry, so he goes into the kitchen, he takes some food out of the refrigerator, whatever, he cooks something, he prepares something, and he goes and he eats. And because of the death of the relative, he's so distraught, he can't even make food for himself. It's an issur on him to prepare his own food. It's a nihug avelus. And other Rishonim say, no, it's not a nihug avelus. He should demonstrate as if he's so disoriented and so distraught that he can't take care. It's an inyan of nicham avelim. He can take care of himself. But the other should demonstrate that his tatus and his tzar by helping him out, making things easier for him. The nafkamina will be, let's say the guy lives all by himself. He comes home 1 o'clock in the afternoon from the levaya. And it's not going to be, Yom HaRishon goes until 8:30, 9 o'clock, till he dies, and there's nobody there in the community to give him anything. He lives in a goyish, non-religious community. So they say he has to fast the tainus the whole day long. Or do you say, no, there's nobody giving him any food, so let him eat on his own. So if the din is, why is he also lechem mishalov? Does it start off a din? He's not allowed to eat mishalov, because that's his neo-gabel. He has to demonstrate his helplessness, as if he's disoriented, as if he's unable to do. But then he's not allowed to. He's not allowed to eat. Suda Rishon and Yom HaRishon, he's not allowed to eat. And if nobody's kind enough to give him, daf ha-fasten until nighttime. Well, that's a chayla. Different story. But if he's not a chayla, a normal person, he's not allowed to eat. Or do you say, no, the inyan is, nicham avelim, the other should be kind enough to help out. So let him not eat. He's going to gamble the mitzvah from the others. Also lechem shalom. Don't be mean to the others. Let them show kindness. So don't be such a kapden. You always eat by yourself. You don't want to say any matanis yichid. But don't eat on your own. Let the other people show kindness and be mishtatev. But if no one's going to come forward to give you any food, so sit down and eat your own meal. That's a shailan din. What's the nature? It's a machlaik. It's a shailan yerideya. Shailan rishayim and a shailan achayim. What's the nature of the din? So if you should say the nature of the din of Sudas Havroa is a form of nichum avelim, so nichum avelim you have on chalamoy. You have shur also on chalamoy. Nichum avelim you have on yontif also. Nichum avelim you have Shabbos, yontif you have. It's not exactly the same as the weekdays. You shouldn't talk about Dvarim Shel Tzar, but there is a lighter form of Nicham Avelim is observed on Shabbos and Yom Tov as well. So that, if the... Yeah, that the other should show, the other should be kind enough to help him out, so then they should make it a Bekovadik Asuta, yeah. Yeah. If it starts off as a nisa, he's not allowed to eat mishalot, so we don't want him to fare, so give him a cheese sandwich, give him anything. But if you say that they should show his tatfus by giving him a nice suda, then it should be basar yayin, right? That should depend on this, that idea that Agos Maimoni says that should have dafke fleishik, that should have to depend on this issue. In some communities, they have a practice, let's say the avelim are going to come back at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Everybody's busy in the office. Who has time to go give a Suda Savra at 2 o'clock in the afternoon? Chevek Kaddisha, after the Levi, they go back to their work, so they don't have time to spend with the Ovel to go give a Suda Savra. So some communities, what they do is, they come the night before the Kura, they come the night before the Levi, and they put, they stuff the refrigerator full of food, Then they say, tomorrow when you come home, eat this food, that's the Suda Sadra. Is that acceptable? Is that valid? A lot of communities do like that. Is that okay to do like that? You're to the din of Suda Sadra. So the Chorit should depend on this also. If the din is that it's an Easter for the Oval to eat on his own, so here he's not in violation of the Easter. The other people already took care of it, so he's not eating on his own. He's not Oichel Mishalom. Maybe it'll be Mutzah. But if you hold that it's a form of Nicham Avelim, so what do you mean? We leave a record there. We leave a record. Hamokim Menachem Eschem. So I say, when you come home from the Levaya, it's a turn on the record. That's the way it's like, you can't be Menachem. But he didn't bury the mace yet. The night before the Levaya, he didn't bury the mace. He can do an act of Nicham Avel. May also not be good, yes. They tell him, don't be kindness. They tell him, don't be kindness. It's also a little questionable. Also questionable. Anyway, but getting back over here. I send the shliach, so the shliach shluchas lagmaras, so when the shliach delivers it, I'm pouring, it's as if I'm giving it, yeah. My act of giving should take place on Purim. Adarab. It says in Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah quotes from one of the earlier poskim, if I went to give shalach manas to someone, and he doesn't want to accept it, he says, no, thank you, so the Ramah says that I'm yaitzei the mitzvah anyway, even though he didn't accept it. So you see that the Ramah holds that the mitzvah of shalach manas consists of the gesture of offering. So the chor, then his gesture has to take place on Purim. So if I'm gonna send it, let's say by mail, and the nochir mailman is gonna deliver it on Purim, so my gesture took place a few days before. I write down on a special delivery, he should deliver it on Purim, but a nochir delivers it. So the chor, so my gesture of offering was done way before Purim. So in the stomach, then you wouldn't be if I give a Yisrael to deliver on my behalf. So then you can say, like Shluchas Shlodim Kemoisa, his delivering the Shalach Manas on Purim is considered as if I'm giving it on Purim. So the gesture of offering was done on Purim. This stuff. Yeah, but I don't know if this has any application here to the Suda Sadra. Anyway, it's a question, Halacha L'maisa, is this a valid practice that they have in some communities that they prepare the food in advance? So this is the question. The fact that it says, Imri Bina writes that the Hoichoche to the Rambam, that the Kohen Gadol does the Bzav Avelis, it's from this Mishnah, it says that the Suda Sadra is the Sefer Shatez Avelis. It's not such a good raya because the Rishonim Taisus assumes that the Mishnah Moikot talks about Suda Sadra, and Chalamoid for sure the Suda Sadra, and Anyantav Taisus has 2 days. Chalamoid, you don't observe any Avelis. Anyantav, even more so, you don't observe Chalamoid, you don't observe Avelis. And yet, Suda Sadra you do observe. So you see that obviously these Rishonim hold that Suda Sadra is not a Nihu Gavelis, it's an Indian of Nicham Avelim. So Nicham Avelim is, you can have on Yom. So the fact that you have Suda Sadra by the Kohen Gadol doesn't necessarily prove that he observes Avelim. Maybe he doesn't observe Avelim. Maybe he does not observe Avelim. Where did the Gemara get this Einhof from, that the Kohen Gadol doesn't observe Avelim? The Gemara got it from Makra Zainin. We'll have to discuss it a little more. Okay, Belineta, next week we'll have to, we left off Mamish in the middle of the sentence, we'll have to pick up from this theme. Where did the Gemara get the idea from that the Kohen Gadol doesn't observe any of it? And then if you have an opportunity to take a look, there's the Rambam and the Sefer HaMitzvot and the Arach HaZoken. The Rambam is right to Min HaMikdash L'Yetet, a special din, the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to leave in the middle of the day, and Shtelta, the Kohen Gadol, it's also sometimes not allowed to leave in the middle. Where did the Rambam get all this from? Belineta, this is all connected. Belineta, we'll have to discuss this now. And today, Sedra, the Torah tells the way Moshe Rabbeinu was commanded to pick a bezin, Esrili Shirnish, Ashayadai, to Kehem Zikne Ham, the Shaitroth. So the Gemara in the end of the first paragraph of Sanhedrin, that we skipped that. The Gemara has a discussion. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to make it even. Each one of the Shvatim should be, and there shouldn't be jealousy. But it's not divisible by 12. Number 70 is not divisible by 12. So some of the Shvatim are going to have more than the other Shvatim. So the Gemara says how they figured it out. Okay. So Elder and Meida figured they're not going to be lucky winners. How did they were so humble. How did they fit in? There's not a chance. So they didn't want to be embarrassed. So they decided they're not going to go. The other people are more worthy than them. They're not going to go. So the Pasuk says, all of a sudden, it says, Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayotzum and Aruach Asherolo, Vayitin al-Askenim, that the Ruach and the Vuah that Moshe Rabbeinu had spilled over Moshe Rabbeinu had it spill over on the others, and the others attained the level of Nefuah. And then all of a sudden, Elder and Amedim, who didn't go, Elder and Amedim, Mistabim Bamachna, they had their own. So Yeshua Ben Nun comes and says, Adani Moshe Kloim, these guys are Nevi'ei HaSheker, what's going on? How can they have the independent Nevuah? The Nevuah was supposed to be Rashi Yisrael, like you take a candle and you light the other candles, the first candle is still burning clearly. So it's not that Moshe Rabbeinu had such a Kerech Nevuah, he had 100% Nevuah. And then he gave 1% to each one of the 70 kings, he only left with 30%. No! He remained Betokha, he remained Moshe Rabbeinu, he had the 100%. It's like a candle, you light the other candle, and the first candle still continues to burn. So Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah spilled over on the others, and Yeshua Ben Nun, they thought, that's the only way it's going to work. Anyone else who's going to get Nevuah is going to be spilling over. So who are these two characters, Elder and Amedim? Where did they get their Nevuah from? Moshe Rabbeinu says, no, there are two halachas in Nevuah. There's one halacha Nevuah, there's one oifer of Nevuah that it's nimshach from one Navi to the other Nevi'im. Like the Shivim Skem, then there's an Indian Nevuah. He's an independent Navi. Every Navi has to have the overflow from Moshe Rabbeinu. He can have an independent Nevuah. So that's Moshe Rabbeinu says, in Ishgafel, they can have an independent. So Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Margolius has a very fascinating drosha that he delivered in a hesped. I forgot, one of the Rabbanim passed away. So he gave Taichin the Nevuah in Sefer Melachim. Very strange story about Eliyahu Navi was about to die and he walks with Elisha. So Elisha makes a request. He wants Pishnayim Beruchachem. What's the pshat? He wants Pishnayim Beruchachem. He wants to be tried twice as great as Eliyahu Navi. So Eliyahu Navi says, okay, maybe yeah, maybe no, it depends. Your wish will be granted if you'll see me go up in a fiery chariot to heaven, then your grant will be then your wish will be granted. So, funny, why does it depend on that? If you'll see when I go up to heaven, I'm not request. So the conservative taich. What do you mean pishtaim? What kind of a chutzpah dick request? He wants to be twice as great as Eliyahu. No, that's ridiculous. So they taich no pishtaim means 2/3. So I joke. Pishtaim means 2/3. And they say that's the taich. It says that the Tchor gets Pishnayim, means he gets 2/3 of the Yerusha. And then later generations, the rabbis changed it, and they said, no, he gets 2 shares. But that wasn't the original shot, because how can it be by Elisha Novi? Well, he had the chutzpah to ask for twice the Kerech HaNevuah. But that's what the Chazal say. The Gemara says like that. Pishnayim means he asked for twice the Kerech HaNevuah. And it was granted. The Gemara Sanhedrin says later that Eliyahu Novi is only Mechayah 1 mace, and Elisha is Mechayah 2 mace. The Chazal understood Pishnayim, that's what it always meant. Pishnayim means twice as much. So what does the Taka mean? He asks for Pishnayim, and then he says, it depends if you'll see me when I go up in the chariot. So Rav Chaim Zalman goes, Taich is like this. The Pasuk says, when Eliyahu Navi went up in the fiery chariot, so all, he had a lot of Talmidim, so all the Bnei Anavim went out of their minds. They were looking, they were searching, where's Eliyahu Navi? What do you mean, where's Eliyahu Navi? Elisha told him, you're starving, whatever, he's not here. Allah HaShamayim HaBasor, he's not here. So what are they looking for? So he interprets that the Kerech HaNevuah that the Talmidim had, the Bnei HaNevi'im, was like the other Shivim Skenim, that Vayotzim and Aruach HaSher Olav. The Kerech HaNevuah of Eliyahu HaNavi was Chalan and Talmidim. So once, if Rabbi Loshan are Chim and Olav, if Eliyahu HaNavi disappears, so Ois Nevuah by Bnei HaNevi'im, then Nevuah disappeared. So after Eliyahu HaNavi disappeared, so they were mamish like in a trance. They didn't know what was going on. They had no Kerech HaNevuah, they had no Ruach HaKadosh, they were totally at a loss, they didn't know what was happening. The only one that didn't faint was Elisha HaNavi. The chariot went up HaShemayim, so Eliyahu HaNavi says, if you want to have twice a Kerech HaNevuah, so Eliyahu HaNavi says, I don't know where your Kerech HaNevuah comes from. There are two Eifanim of Nevuah. Sometimes Nevuah is like Vayotzim and Ruach HaShalom, it goes from the Rebbe to the Talmud, and sometimes the Talmud has an independent Kerech HaNevuah. If your Kerech HaNevuah is going to be from me, that can be twice as great. But maybe the Baruch Shalom gives you an independent Kerech HaNevuah. I don't know what's going to be. So he says, the simon will be, you'll know, if when I disappear, if you won't faint, if you'll be in your senses, and you'll see me go up, and you won't chalish, is a simon that you have an independent Kerech HaNevuah. If you're going to faint like the other Bnei Anavim, then how can you be twice as big as me? If my Kerech HaNevuah is chal on you. So the pastor continues to say, the others fainted, the other Bnei Anavim fainted, and Elisha, no, he didn't faint. So that's why the Haftacha was fulfilled. That's what he said. If it'll turn out later, when I die, you won't faint, and you'll see what happens. So obviously, your Kerech HaNevuah is an independent Kerech HaNevuah. So I vince you on that you should have twice as big as me. That's how he types his Mishnah.